You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, as you may know, it is Mental Health Awareness Week. And if you weren't aware, we've been talking about it for pretty much the entire show. And tomorrow, Friday, the theme for tomorrow is about reconnecting with nature. Now, for the Green Desk this week, Francis spoke with Drew Dive Hall, the Speak Wellbeing Advisor at the Department of Conservation. Francis and Drew talked about mental health in the workplace and how reconnecting with nature is an integral part to maintaining your mental health. Here's Francis and Drew now.
Could we start by talking a little bit about your own mental wellbeing story? How did you come to have the role that you do now?
Yeah, so I sort of struggled with my mental health in my early 20s. So I had a lot of challenges with anxiety, mood, sleep, relationships. And through that period, I was really just disconnected to myself, my friends, whānau and nature itself. So, the theme of Mental Health Awareness this week around reconnecting with people and places that lift you up really resonates with me, and these are really essential practices for me now to look after my wellbeing. And so how I came to the current role I'm in is when I was struggling with my mental health, I just started to explore different tools, strategies, resources to try and promote and build my mental health. And eventually when I started working for DOC, I really just started with sharing my own experiences to normalise that conversation and then started to share more of the tools and resources that helped me. So that's kind of how I eventually ended up in my current role.
Awesome. And in that role, I understand you've been in it since the start of this year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So how has that been for you, growing the conversation around mental wellbeing at DOC in the workplace, but in an environment-focused workplace as well?
Yeah, what I've found is that people really want to talk about it. They want to talk about mental health. They want to talk about what's going on for them. But often people don't feel safe to open up. They feel like they're going to be judged or treated in a different way. So the starting point's really just been around awareness, education, building awareness around stigma and misunderstandings about mental health. And the reality is it's really normal for every person to experience ups and downs in their life, and we shouldn't feel ashamed when that does happen. And what I found is, it's really essential for people to be able to process and express and talk about these experiences. So the starting point has just been really building that safety and building a workplace where people feel safe to do that. And I think at DOC, exploring how we can support our people to thrive and to flourish is really important. The core purpose of our mahi at DOC is to help Papatūānuku thrive, but we can't care for the environment and do our best work if we don't look after ourselves first.
Mm. And when you talk about having a space to process and express, what are the kinds of practical tools and methods that you're using to help facilitate mental wellbeing at DOC?
It starts with just everyday wellbeing conversations, so really trying to normalise these as part of our work every day. So when we show up, just having conversations, when we're out in the field, building that kind of safe workspace where people feel comfortable to down or they're struggling or they're experiencing a massive life event. Second part's probably around leadership and supporting our leaders, whether people are managers or just kind of champions in the workplace. It's really important around mental health to have people leading by example, to challenging the stigma and also just promoting wellbeing generally. For individuals, a lot of it's around those practical tools and kind of workshops where we explore what do we need as individuals to look after our mental wellbeing, and then how can we support each other as teammates as well.
And obviously, as you mentioned, Papatūānuku is central to DOC's mahi. What do you think it is about nature or the environment that's so beneficial to mental wellbeing? And you can speak to this in sort of a personal way as well as a maybe more scientific explanation of that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's tons of evidence that connecting with nature can reduce feelings of stress, anxiety, fear, anger. It can boost our mood, it can calm our minds, and overall it reduces our risk of experiencing mental ill health. And I've really found that, like, connecting with nature has been an essential tool for me. And some of the theories behind that is around like we're genetically programmed to be in nature. So we evolved living in the wild. We relied on the environment for our survival. So we have an innate drive to connect with nature. And when we step into nature, we trigger a whole lot of physiological responses in our bodies. And in modern society, we often live in urban areas. We spend, you know, hours on screens, usually sitting, often by ourselves. And it's sort of causing this nature deprivation. So, yeah, for me, connecting with nature is such a powerful tool because it's free, it's accessible, it's evidence-based, and you can literally access it anywhere. You don't have to be in a national park or on top of a mountain. You can do it in your backyard. You can do it at your local park, and you can do it anywhere.
Yeah, and obviously we are coming to the close of Mental Health Week for this year, and tomorrow indeed is all centred around nature and the environment for our mental health. Are there some practical ideas you'd like to share with listeners about reconnecting with nature?
For sure, yeah. Reconnecting with nature can be really simple and regular and kind of every day. That's how I like to look at it. So just, you know, getting outside in the morning, feeling the sunlight, fresh air, doing short walks throughout the day, I kind of treat it as like a mindful activity. So I turn my phone off, don't listen to music, just tuning into senses, like listening to the sounds of birds or whatever it is, feeling the sun, the wind, the rain, smelling the trees, the grass, whatever you can smell. And this helps to calm our mind. So this brings us into the present, it brings us into the body, and is a really good break for our minds. And then if people have more time, you know, going and exploring new places is something I love to do, and kind of just having that sense of exploration and variety, really helps me to come into the present and feel positive emotions like joy and that kind of thing. I think doing outdoor activities with friends and whānau is amazing too. Like, can be really simple, going for a walk, bike ride, hike, picnic, whatever, and you kind of get that double benefit of connecting socially and connecting with nature.
That was Francis speaking with Drew Divehall, the Speak Wellbeing Advisor at the Department of Conservation, about mental health and the environment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.